The Great Pajama Ride, or How to Finish Your Art. Before you know it, you'll build a scene you will wish to photo manipulate, sketch, illustrate, and paint. It will be something cute and funny, and extremely relaxing and educational. Photo manipulation actually includes painted elements. Here, you are painting right on the photo. Sketching is about capturing the lines, or to be really precise, it is about which lines not to capture. You create line art that can stand on its own, but line art is also an important part of comics and illustration. Here, you are coloring between the lines, so to speak. You can use flat colors, or gentle shadows, or go all out like comics do and use gradients and all kinds of colors and tricks. Illustrations are precious works of art. They are not considered studies or notes. They are exhibited right next to the paintings. The final step here is my favorite. Here, you can do a value study first, where you create a black and white painting and complete it by glazing it with color on a layer set to color mode, which uses values from the black and white painting beneath. Or use color directly, which you may take from the photo manipulation or the original photo. As you progress, you will eventually begin mixing colors yourself. The secret to color mixing, by the way, is relativity, sometimes termed as local color. When you are painting lips on a face, for example, you don't reach for red, but you use the face color as a starting point or the mid-tone in the general area and make it slightly rosier and repeat the process as needed. You see, you are using the local color, the local value, mistiness, the shadow or sunshine. To paint the lips, you add rosiness to the local color in the area. Think of it as working within the local atmosphere. Which brings us to the magical part. All artists are magicians. Very true. Be it glowing eyes or a magical staff that some animal carries, or skin that seems opal-like or pearl-like. Here you are conjuring up color magic. Still rooted within the local color, but no longer bound by the rules of reality. It was Leonardo da Vinci, the person, not the Ninja Turtle, who said, "Art is never finished, only abandoned." He does not mean that it's okay not to finish art. He is saying a good scene is like a friend, and it should never be abandoned. But you can in fact finish a painting. He was just being melodramatic. You finish it when you get it all perfect. From the photo, the manipulation and sketch, all the way out to the illustration, the painting, and the magic within.